We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin.
Stay tuned to this station.
Stand by for news.
Direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
Good evening from our newsroom in New York.
This is
Daily News and Weather Report.
Radio broadcast, this I believe.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant.
This is Tom Rowe. You can go to the newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about anything you hear here. Sarah Trafton reports in Columbia Green Media that GlidePath, an alternative energy company based in Illinois, showed off plans to put 40 lithium ion battery storage containers on 10 acres near Route 9W and Route 23 in Catskill. The proposed grid support system, if approved, would generate 20 megawatts of power. The company needs both the planning board and town board approval, and GlidePath has requested a coordinated review. Then the county planning board also has to review the proposal. GlidePath Chief Development Officer Peter Rood explained about the project, quote, "The sun isn't always out. The wind isn't always blowing. Battery projects provide these services that renewable projects can't provide as easily," unquote, he said. WGXC has a recording of the full meeting in the audio archives on the WGXC newsroom or in the WGXC newsroom. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com.
Sarah Captain is reporting for Columbia Green Media. In the aftermath of the judicial victory scored by Wyndham Democrats Nick Bove and Natasha Schuster, it remains to be seen if a fraud investigation is forthcoming. Bove's attorney, Kevin Maldonado, said last week the Greene County District Attorney's Office and the State Attorney General's Office will decide if allegations of election fraud are pursued. Greene County District Attorney Joseph Stanzone said September 18th, there is currently no criminal case pending against Wyndham Democratic Party Chairperson Tom Pulker. Stanzone said, and I quote, "Whether there will be an investigation has yet to be determined. There has been talk of some improprieties. They may very well be an investigation, but nothing is pending per se," end quote. The Attorney General's office did not return calls for comment. Maldonado asked Bove's counterpart, Republican Thomas Hoyt, if he considered Polker's failure to get the party candidate's paperwork submitted on time to be an offense. Hoyt is the Wyndham Town Republican Party chairman. Hoyt said, and I quote, "I would have offered to take the paperwork down for Mr. Polker," end quote. Pressed further about getting involved in the matter, Hoyt maintained that he did not want to involve himself in another party's issues. Bove, candidate for Wyndham Town Supervisor, and Schuster, candidate for Wyndham Town Board, sued Polker after the committee chairperson failed to submit the required paperwork to secure their places on the ballot for the general election by the July 25th deadline. Judge Lisa Fisher ruled in their favor last week, and their names will now appear on the Democratic line in November. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com.
Amelia Teasdale reports for the Columbia paper that on September 16th, the Chatham Village Planning Board approved a general site plan for a new Shaker Museum and Library at 5 Austerlitz Street, but it is only the first of several approvals needed. The first site plan approval was necessary so the Shaker Museum could buy the 3-story brick building at the traffic roundabout where Main Street meets River and Austerlitz Streets. Next, the County Planning Board reviews the site plan and sends it back to Chatham's Planning Board for another vote on September 23rd. And the museum will be back again to the planning board to approve design plans for the building. The museum hopes to be open Thursday through Monday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Read more about this story in the Columbia paper.
Brenda J. Lyons is reporting for the Times Union. The former chief of staff for Republican first-term state Senator Daphne Jordan has filed a human rights complaint alleging the lawmaker unfairly and inappropriately terminated his employment in July. Chris Thompson, a longtime Senate GOP aide and former confidant and press secretary for former State Senate Majority Leader Joseph L. Bruno, is accusing Jordan of violating his, and I quote, "basic human rights," end quote, including asking him to pull a candy wagon in a parade last March while dressed as a leprechaun. Thomas's complaint states, and I quote, "I felt that my direct supervisor, Jordan, violated my basic human rights by directing me to wear clothes not befitting of a 61-year-old grown man. Dressing me up as a leprechaun is wrong. A supervisor, let alone a sitting state senator, should exercise better judgment than to send such images to a subordinate. I refuse to wear the clothes to the parade, end quote. Thomas said the day after he refused to attend a fundraiser for the senator in Half Moon, Jordan fired him in front of two other staff members, and he was escorted from the state capitol, and I quote, like a criminal, end quote. He filed the complaint August 20th with the State Division of Human Rights. Jordan's spokesperson, Joshua Fitzpatrick, issued a statement September 18th after a story about the accusations appeared in the Times Union, saying the, and I quote, allegations are baseless and wholly without merit, and frankly, it's very sad that a disgruntled and terminated employee would lie in such a manner, end quote. A spokesperson for Senate Minority Leader John J. Flanagan declined to comment. Read the full story in the Times Union.
Jeff Plasky reports in the Poughkeepsie Journal that there are now 400 New York farms growing about 18,000 acres of hemp. That's up from just 100 state licensed growers 2 years ago. Dutchess County now has 13 farms growing the plant. Hemp lacks the psychoactive THC, but can be dried and processed for cannabinoids made into popular CBD products. Ken Migueroli of Migueroli Farms planted 15 acres of hemp in Tivoli. Quote, the seeds were particularly expensive, more than a dollar per seed, unquote, he said. I purchased 20,000 seeds, so that's more than $20,000 in cost, unquote. In June, the state legislature passed a bill to regulate the sale of products containing hemp extracts, such as CBD. But Governor Andrew Cuomo hasn't said if he will sign it. Read more about this story in the Poughkeepsie Journal.
Kate Lisa is reporting for Capital Region Independent Media. The Coyman's Town Board, September 12th, approved two new members to the Town Planning Board in a tense split vote. Kristen Herrick and Nicholas Battaglia were appointed during the Town Board's regular meeting in a 3-2 decision. Board members tussled over the four resolutions presented for a vote, including a motion to appoint a new Planning Board chair, which failed to pass. Town Board member Kenneth Burns asked after the fourth and final vote, and I quote, these candidates, I know most of them, I don't know all of them, but as a board, shouldn't we have discussed it together, end quote. Town Supervisor Philip Crandall explained that he and board member Daniel Baker interviewed all seven prospective applicants together and decided who would be nominated. Planning Board member Albert Collins asked why the board did not hold a public workshop and openly discuss the four candidates and their qualifications. Crandall replied, and I quote, that's not how we chose to do it, end quote. Herrick and Battaglia were appointed to fill the vacancies created by the death of Ernest Quinto and the resignation of Peter Ferrando. Battaglia is employed as a principal court attorney in the state Supreme Court in Greene County. Herrick is also an attorney and is employed as the executive director of operations for the international nonprofit Vascular Birthmarks Foundation. Read the full story in the Ravenna News Herald.
The Albany Times Union reports that some areas of the Hudson Valley felt their first frost September 19th. The National Weather Service says temperatures dropped into the 20s in the northern Ulster County hamlet of Willow. While summer hangs on for a few more days, temperatures are expected to warm, and no more frost is on the immediate horizon. Read more about this story in the Albany Times-Union.
MidHudsonNews.com is reporting the Ulster County Legislature, September 17th, on a near-unanimous vote, approved the creation of a county department of economic development. The purpose of the department is, and I quote, to facilitate economic growth, attract business, and increase investment and development in and for the county, end quote. The lone dissenting vote was cast by Democrat Kathy Nolan. She said, and I quote, I'd like to have the work that's done for this legislature really be represented in our joining with a new executive and not trying to correct in this chamber whatever deficiencies someone claims to have with other members that are public servants, end quote. The department will be headed by a director of economic development appointed by the county executive and subject to confirmation by the county legislature. No funding was allocated to operate the department. Read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day. Your forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Friday, patchy fog before 9 a.m., otherwise sunny with a high near 78 degrees. Friday night, mostly clear with a low of around 56. On Saturday, sunny with a high near 80 degrees. And Saturday night, mostly clear with a low of around 57. So there you have your weather update, brought to you by WGXC 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
There are so many events on the WGXC community calendar online at WGXC.org, and you can add your own by pressing the Add an Event button right there on the page. If you do, folks like me will read your community event on the radio. Folks around the world will see it online at WGXC.org, including some of these events.
On Friday, September 20th, Dust Bowl Fairies is a dark carnival band from Hudson. Louis Majika is an American pianist and vocalist and former member of the avant-garde cello band Rasputina. SVB is a musician, DJ, and event producer based outside Hudson, New York. Their performances at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill will be on a live web stream at WGXC.org and broadcast on 90.7 FM starting at 9 p.m. On Saturday, September 21st, The Way Out Gallery in Rensselaerville will be showing dry pigment paintings and photographs in Light Touch by Philippe Mazot and will be open on weekends in September through the 22nd. Master storyteller Tom Lee uses art, objects, history, and interactivity at Olana's main house and surrounding landscape to tell a stunning Syrian folktale at the Olana State Historic Site in Hudson at 10 a.m. Arts educator, writer, director, and performer Pamela Badia reads and tells traditional stories from around the world with music and performance and leads a related craft with children and their families every first and third Saturday, open to children of all ages at the Hudson Area Library starting at 11 a.m. CORE Strength and Balance Workshop with Phil Spector will introduce exercises that improve postural stability, core strength, spatial body awareness, sensory integration, agility, and coordination at the Hudson Area Library starting at 1:30 p.m. The City of Hudson Senior Center and the Hudson Area Library host watercolor painting with local artist Gretchen Kelly from 2 to 4 p.m. All ages, beginner and intermediate, paint from seasonal still lifes, objects, and photos. Learn basic techniques or just hang out and paint with others. All materials will be provided. Registration is required at programs@hudsonarealibrary.org. Toko Tilo and Katani perform at the final event of the Spirit of the Suffragettes Summer Concert Series, a music series and community resource fair showcasing women and gender nonconforming musicians from international to local, open to the public at St. James Place in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, beginning at 5 p.m. Chris Brokaw, Bill Nace, and Kapaki's PG6 perform at Tubby's in Kingston at 8 p.m. Will Fox from Los Angeles will be passing through Catskill with full band in tow to play selections from his new album, Which Way. Eric Cardona, a.k.a. Mr. Twin Sister, is from New York City and plays electronic dream pop at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill starting at 8:30 p.m. On Sunday, September 22nd, The Way Out Gallery in Rensselaerville presents the closing day for Light Touch by Philippe Mazot. Yoga of the Earth is a monthly gentle morning yoga practice with teacher Stephanie Fisher and is backdropped by Olana's expansive Hudson River views at the Olana State Historic Site in Hudson, beginning at 9 a.m. That's it for this week's WGXC Community Calendar. You can add your own event and hear it right here on the radio by visiting WGXC.org and clicking on the calendar link at the top of the page.